You know, just about any time we want to kick up a little fuss, Tom and Chase and I would talk about driving.
Oh, yeah?
I'm in.
Most everybody does that.
Yep.
Most everybody's got an opinion. Well, today we're going to talk about driving fast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Talking about driving real fast.
Just how fast?
Well, Texas stands to receive $100 million from the private operators of a state toll road for raising the speed limit to 85 miles an hour.
Yeehaw!
A contractual payoff that is drawing more than a little bit of criticism from consumer groups. See, the Texas Transportation Commission voted August the 30th to bump up the limit for this 40-mile stretch of road between Austin and San Antonio. Now, there's a toll road. It's toll road one, Texas 130, and it's about 90 miles, but 40 miles of that, you're going to be able to go 85 miles an hour legally.
Yes, sir.
I hope they'll give it a catchy name like Texobon.
Oh, very nice. Yes, the a contract that the company signed with Texas back in 2007 will offer the state this one-time payment of $100 million for approving the 85-mile-an-hour speed limit. Now, had they approved the 80-mile-an-hour speed limit, they'd have only gotten a measly $67 million. But Texas, going for it all the time, say, hey, another 5 miles an hour, we get $33 million more? Let's go.
Just go big or go home.
Think of all the oil they'll use.
You know, and you mentioned the Autobahn, but in Germany, they average about 84 miles an hour on the Autobahn. And there are some roads in Texas where we've already got 80-mile-an-hour speed limits. And one other state, I'm not sure which one it is, has got them too. But obviously, there are some consumer groups that are a little bit concerned because the faster the car goes when it's in an accident, the more chance of serious injury or it becoming a fatality accident.
How populated is that 40-mile area? Because I know when we drove to the Navajo Reservation, there were some I don't remember, that might have been 80 miles per hour, but it might have been 75. But there was, like, no cars. It was just desert. And nothing's going to jump in front of the car that you can't see for, you know.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that there's not an idiot behind the wheel who can't capably drive at 85.
That's the worry, because I've been on that toll road.
Yeah.
And there's nothing out there.
Right. And I think that might be the least of the worries.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sharing the road with an idiot that might be more dangerous. Hello?
It's Wyoming, Scott.
Wyoming. Okay, thanks. Okay, so Texas and Wyoming have already got those posted speed limits at that. But there we go. We're going to 85 miles an hour again, and that's the toll portion. That's 130 if you go on the toll portion. If you're on the regular interstate, that won't be the case.
So at speed, because my math is absolutely horrible, you'd be on it for, what, 15 minutes?
Yeah, but probably right. Yeah, probably right. So we'll see how that works out for you. Okay, faced with slowing beverage market growth, Coca-Cola is thinking small, as in droplets. They're called Dasani Drops. They are tiny concentrated flavorettes that you add to your water to give it some zing.
Oh, so like Mio.
Yeah, okay, is that what that stuff's called?
Yeah, those little things you squeeze into your water bottle.
Yeah, something like that, or they have powder sometimes.
Crystal
Hello.
Light.
Yeah, can you do 85 and sip your hot coffee and text at the same time?
That'd be awesome. And smoke. You need to smoke.
Man.
Don't
Brilliant.
Forget that.
Oh, and have a map out.
Yep.
That's what my dad would do.
Sure. Just, there you go, got all that going. Yeah, as a matter of fact, this stuff, the zero-calorie drops, four flavors. Costs $4 for a bottle of 32 servings.
Holy cow. The Mio is like $2 or $3.
Yeah, okay.
What are the flavors?
Kraft is the company. You're right. Mio released theirs in March of 11. You know, it doesn't say, but already had doubled sales in the first half of the year to $100 million. So since Kraft took the dive and it worked well, Coca-Cola decided they'll do that too.
What's wrong with just plain old water?
Well, after a while, you get tired of that, see?
After, you know, people have been living, human civilization has existed for...
Cat.
What?
Girl. I have four of them in my refrigerator.
Yeah.
Shush.
Yeah.
You got, well, stop picking on me!
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
You got to understand, people. We're U.S. Americans, okay? We deserve that. So
Make me barf, Scott.
Okay.
It's going to be hard to clean all the vomit out of the soundboard.
Hush now. Matter of fact, now, of course, we got Halloween coming up.
Yes, sir.
And one of the things that, I don't know, it was a few years ago that Oreo started kind of changing things around. You know,
oh, yeah.
Easter time, they do yellow filling or whatever, or pink. And
yeah, the summer this year, it was like a blue filling with little summer scenes on the chocolate biscuit portion.
Okay. Get ready to shudder. Get ready to shudder with Halloween coming up. Candy corn flavored Oreos.
Actually, that sounds exciting.
No, it doesn't. No,
as long
really
as they don't color it, I like the flavor.
Really nasty.
Or those mallow creams.
The only thing that would make that worse is if it was like circus peanut flavored.
Oh, now that would be good too. You know how they invented Lucky Charms?
Okay.
He was eating circus peanuts in his Cheerios. That's how they.
Really?
He was like, maybe we should make Lucky Charms.
Just remember, the candy corn you eat today was made in 1994.
Yes, it was.
Oh, no, that's not
what?
True.
Do you have any way to prove that? Do you have any way to prove that?
You can look at the expiration
date.
Yeah,
well, that's okay, but that doesn't mean when it was made. That's what I'm saying.
I know is I really missed candy corn when I was abroad.
It sits in a giant plant somewhere in a darkened warehouse for at least a decade before they roll it out.
It grows on candy corn stalks.
That's it, of course. Anyway, so it's going to be available apparently starting today. You can get them at Target stores. Pick up a few bags for Halloween because it won't be available after Halloween.
I'm with you, Scott. When the big one goes, it'll be cockroaches and candy corn. That's all that's going to be left.
Cool guy.